From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's rare for a federal judge to be removed from a case, but it happened today. An appeals court said it had lost confidence in Judge Royce Lamberth and ordered him off of the Indian Trust Fund case. That lawsuit has been raging for a decade since a group of American Indians demanded an accounting for their royalties administered by the U.S. government. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Appeals Court Judge David Tatel wrote the 34-page opinion that sided with the government. He said Lamberth had crossed the line from impartial judging in his handling of the case. Tatel pointed to Lamberth's language in a July 12, 2005 opinion. It lambasted the government for years of failure to account for money owed to Indians from leases on tribal lands. He said Judge Lamberth had all but accused current Interior officials of racism. Tatel quoted at length from Lamberth's opinion, including this part. "Our modern Interior Department is a dinosaur, the morally and culturally oblivious hand-me-down of a disgracefully racist and imperialist government that should have been buried a century ago, the last pathetic outpost of the indifference and Anglo-centrism we thought we'd left behind." Words like these, Judge Tatel wrote, suggest the district court has condemned not just Interior's particular failures as trustee, but the department as an institution. The court also found that Lamberth had ruled consistently over the years on behalf of the Indians, and that the same appeals court had consistently overturned Lamberth's rulings. And, Tatel wrote, "Lamberth exceeded the role of impartial arbiter by issuing orders without hearings and by actively participating in evidence gathering." Charles Miller, a spokesman for the Justice Department, had little to say in the wake of its victory.
"The court's opinion speaks for itself."
Eloise Cobell, the Blackfeet Indian tribe leader who brought the lawsuit a decade ago, said this.
"They can take away our judge, like they've done, but they can't take away the facts. The facts are that the government is in breach of trust of its trust responsibilities to beneficiaries that are victims of this horribly mismanaged trust. Common trust law applies here, and the government has violated the longest, oldest law in this land."
Indeed, Tatel's opinion is laced with language that buttresses Judge Lamberth's key findings, that the government has mismanaged the royalties for the Indians and has a duty to make it right. Keith Harper, a lawyer for the Indians, was happy to read this sentence from Tatel's opinion.
"To be sure, Interior's deplorable record deserves condemnation in the strongest terms," end quote. So in no way is this an exoneration of the Department of Interior.
Retired Judge Stanley Sporkin, an old colleague of Lamberth's on the district court, said the appeals court got this one wrong. He said Lamberth has been courageous in this case.
"Most judges you worry about their bent because you say, well, they're political. This is not a political decision. This is far from it. I mean, he was a Reagan appointee, and yet he felt that there were downtrodden people whose rights have been stamped on by the government, and he was going to do something about it."
Chief Judge Thomas Hogan will assign the new judge in the case. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.